Okay, so welcome, and many of you know me already, and I appreciate you finding me either on Facebook or my website or newsletter about this series. First time I've done this. I thought it would be fun to start the weekend with some tips, and there'll be different topics every week from that will help in terms of abundance, flow, movement, anything that might be blocking one. We want to just try to, I want to try to hit on some of those really really cool topics and things that might be interesting to people. So my intention is the weekly chats are designed to be constructive, offer positive support, provide a safe space to share, continue to build the feng shui community, and give helpful advice and, of course, be fun. So that's my intention. And each week, if someone wants to share a positive feng shui story or something going on with them, that would be great. And like I said, I'll open it up for a question or two as time allows. I've been doing this work with feng shui, the art of feng shui, for almost 20 years now, and I did it just briefly to, this is just a brief on me, I'm not going to get into my whole background, you can read about me on LinkedIn or my website, but anyway, it's just that I was in a corporate job, and I had a lot of stress. I had all the things I really wanted, because before feng shui, my career wasn't going that well, and when I got the feng shui principles and I started using them, my career just catapulted. I had so much growth in pay and movement and pay raises and promotions, more in a two-year period than I had in the previous 10. So I was sold. And that's what got me training and wanting to learn more about it and putting the ball in motion to resign from my corporate career back in 2000. And I did it as a leap of faith that I was something I was going to do because I wanted to help people. But primarily I did it because I wanted more balance in my own life. You know, I had the pay raises, I had the good job, I was flying first class, going across the world with surgeons. I was doing fun things, but I was definitely exhausted, and I also was just not having that work-life balance. And after 18 years of doing it, I was tired, and I wanted something that had more balance, and feng shui, the art of it, brought that to me. Whether I did it as a profession or not, it was just something I wanted to practice, and the principles are make a lot of common sense, and it's all about working with the current energies and being in the flow of nature, not trying to resist it. So that's a little bit about me and how I like to help people. I'm not a designer decorator so much, even though that's what I do, and that's what you get. You get a great feeling and looking space when we're done, but it's more about the transformation in people and the way that they are able to move forward in their life that I love, and that's what I like to see and help people with. So my topic today, which is a surprise since you didn't get to hear that or see that on any of the postings, is the topic is transition. And you're probably wondering, well, what does transitions have to do with feng shui? Well, you know, in feng shui, everything has energy. And everything is, that's in our body, that's in our space, that's in our mind. And transitions are part of life. You know, we can't avoid them, just like taxes. We have to go through them. And when we don't go through them easily or we put our foot in the sand and we resist them, you know, then we have health problems. We have physical problems, mental problems, because we're not wanting to move with the flow of life. And just to start, I'll say what Webster's definition of transition is. It's movement. It's passage. It's change from one position to another state or stage or subject, then onto another. So it's changing from one position or state to another. For example, you know, someone going from adolescence to adulthood is a transition. And many people who have teenagers, who are actually, you know, kids now moving into being teenagers understand this. So a transition can be anything from losing someone you love, losing a pet, like I did 2 years ago. It was a very devastating experience for me. I didn't know how much it would impact me. And it really knocked me off my feet, and it made a tremendous impact on my life in so many ways that I actually wrote a book about it because I journal to get through the pain. And so the book is Feng Shui for the Loss of the Pet, and I basically talk about how feng shui kind of helped me through that. And it really was so amazing to me how it led to so many other transitions in my life, like my divorce, like me leaving my corporate job, all the different things that we go through in life. So the transition could be for any of you listening. You might be going through a change in your career or a change of life, going into a new stage, or meeting somebody new, or going to, having to let go of something. All of these things are happening in our lives, even on a subtle level, if not on a big level. So if you're going through it painfully, in other words, like a loss, you know, like you've lost a loved one, or, you know, it's just a life change, you know, these principles can and these little tips can help. But it's very important that we understand that it's a flow, it's an energy, that we don't want to hang on to it. We want to move through it in the best way that we can and understand that it's happening for a reason, because there's a shift going on. Your soul wants you to shift to this new place. It's wanting you to move forward in life, and so therefore it's happening. And it's good feng shui when you allow that and you do it with intention, you know, that you want to live a happy life and go through peace with whatever's happening. You know, move through your life peacefully with it. So one of the things that I wanted to share with you is that, you know, when we talk about ways of moving through transition, it's also in feng shui, what we mostly do is we help people get unstuck. So if I go to a business, it's really not to, you know, it is to boost their profit, but it's really to unblock why they're not making profit. Okay, so if I go to a homeowner and they're feeling like they have health issues, it's not to boost the health so much, but why are they not having good health? So whatever's going on in your life, you want to look at where it is now. You know, is there anything in your life currently blocking you? You know, you might want to write that down and see if there's anything there that comes to mind for you as to why that's happening. And then that's the first step, the awareness. You know, because sometimes we're going through transitions and we don't even know it. I mean, it's just happening so fast. And the next thing we're at the end of the tunnel and we don't even know what happened. And so we really want to be more mindful in going through these processes, because they make us stronger and they build our energy level. They build our chi over time. So you definitely want to kind of find out what is in your life that could be blocking you or could be stuck. Now, Einstein said that nothing happens until something moves. And I love that, because in feng shui, we move things. We move furniture around. That was the emperors in the old days. They rearranged their palaces in the best locations, so they had the best chi, the best abundance. Well, in feng shui, when you move something around, you move energy. And so you experience a shift. You experience a change. You know, it might be on the practical level. You just rearrange your living room, and your living room feels great. But not only does it feel great, but then you start to shift internally, and you start feeling those things. So everything is energy, and Einstein said nothing happens until something moves, the father of energy. So if you're feeling stagnant, your first tip is to move something in your space. So, you know, depending on what that is, you might pick a life area. You know, if you're stuck in a relationship, meaning you're not meeting anyone and you'd like to have a love relationship, or your current relationship is not as harmonious as you'd like, you might want to rearrange your bedroom, you know, put in some fresh flowers, do a shift in there of some sort. Again, with intention, you know, that you want more harmony, more peace, more love, whatever that is, it makes things move. Because when you're going through transitions, the most important thing is you want to be gentle with yourself. You don't want to have harsh movements, because it is, you know, the way I look at it is a very spiritual thing. You're really turning into a different person and hopefully lifting to a higher level of vibration. So transitions are very powerful. So whatever that might be for you, you know, treat it with gloves, you know, kid gloves and gentle care, and do things that are, you know, gentle. So the other thing I like to do is, like, as I said, when I talk about to all of my clients, no matter who I work with on whatever level, it's always about intention. I have them write down what they really, really, really want, not what they think they can have, but what they really desire. And it's not just material things. Okay, it's things like, I want more peace in my life. I want to feel safe in the world. I want to move through this transition that I'm going through. I want to be able to feel like if I leave my career and I go start a new business, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be safe, and it's going to be abundant, and I'm going to be happy. So intention goes a long way. So write these things down. Put them somewhere where you can see them, because that's important. You know, you want to be able to see them. If you're working a lot, you know, you in your office, you might put it somewhere there. Otherwise, you could put a little list or little affirmations on your mirror in your bathroom, kind of thing. Just giving you that extra reminder of the things that you're desiring. So the next tip is to get rid of anything that doesn't serve you. Now, next week, I'll give you guys, because you're in on the call, the heads up on the next week's topic. I'm not going to be posting it because I feel like you deserve that. You've been here. You're taking the time. It's going to be more about clutter and how that impacts us. Not just how we can, some tips to deal with it in our space, but really the way that it can deplete, but how it can also recharge our batteries. So, but right now I'd like to just mention that, you know, get rid of anything that doesn't serve you. I used to joke that in 1996 I lost 185 pounds. Well, that was the year I got divorced. So, you know, I let go of my husband, my ex-husband at the time, you know, and so it was sort of like that was a passing. That was releasing the past, starting anew, and beginning again. So this could be a job you don't like. It could be friends who don't support you. You know, if you have a friend that you hang around with, but it's because they really are just there, but they're not really supporting you or they bring you down in any way, that would be something to let go of and just know that even if there's a void for a little while, the new person's going to be so much better for you and have that better energy. This can also be hobbies or tasks that don't bring you joy. So, you know, everything should be, again, as you're transitioning, doing things you like to do, making sure you're taking those steps to do things that you love to do. And sometimes in a transition, you know, you don't know what the next move is. You don't know where the next step is going to be. And so that's why it's so important in during that void, which the universe loves to fill, that void is a time for you to do the self-care and to really do things that you love to do and inspire your creativity. Because the creative mind is what creates money. So it's not money that creates money, it's creativity that does. So if you're able to, you know, use that time, that downtime when you're in between things, to nurture yourself and your creativity, that is going to be definitely helpful. And the way we know we're fighting transition is when we hold on to things. So, you know, we're worried about, you know, did we make the right decision? Did I make the right decision leaving that corporate job? You know, I left this big salary, you know, it's like, oh my God. You know, so that's holding on. Or, you know, did I make the right decision in getting this divorce? Or did I make the right decision in what have you. So those are ways of holding on. So just be sure, as we said earlier in the first tip, you know, about finding out if there's a block anywhere in your life, and then see if there's something that you're doing to hold on to it. And that could be you just need to let go of any past feelings about it. Could even be getting rid of any resentments about it, things like that too. Okay, so as I said, we're not going to delve a whole lot into clutter, but I did want to share a little bit that clutter is a big way to move through transition. We'll talk about it probably a little bit on each call, but for now, it's to tell you that it's not the things that you have or the amount of things that you have in your space. Now, this is probably the first time you've ever heard this. This is not it's not that. It's your attachment to them. So, you know, I met a man who had a beautifully designed home with lots of stuff, organized, neat and tidy, way too much for my taste, way too much from a feng shui, you know, perspective, I would want less. But in speaking with him, I found out he wasn't attached to anything. Most of the things actually were kind of new. He kind of moved things in and out. I mean, he didn't hold on to anything. He liked his things, but he was fine with if he didn't have them. And that's kind of where we want to be. We don't want to be so attached to our things, because that's the weight. That's holding us back. It holds back opportunity. Now, I don't wish this, but if my house burnt down, you know, this week, except for a few pieces of jewelry and, of course, my, you know, beloved pet, you know, everything could be replaced. And you need to kind of see your house like that, and you need to see your life like that. You know, everything, you know, and I don't mean replaced. I mean, you know, you can buy a new TV. You can buy a new couch, things of that nature. Yeah, you may not have all the funds for it, but the bottom line is the feeling of not holding on to it out of fear is what I'm getting at, because they're just things. People, pets, things like that, those are your significance. Those are the things that you want to, you know, care about and things like that. The others are, you know, you can get a new blender. And the next tip is trust that there's an order in the universe that is making things happen, and you're co-creating with this energy. Now, you know, some people might call it God, some might call it the Holy Spirit, you know, creative consciousness, whatever for you. It's you're co-creating with this all the time. You're not just kind of going through life and creating things on your own. There's another energy that's working with you. And it's inevitable that things will change, okay? So that's why we can't stop it. We want to move with it. And we want to be able to hold off, you know, you might be able to hold it at bay, but eventually it's going to affect your mental and physical health. And what I mean by that is like people who are dealing with grief. So you've lost someone and, you know, 8 years later, you're still grieving the same level that you were then because you haven't allowed yourself to process and you haven't allowed yourself to move through all the emotions. So you're hanging on to that because you feel like if you don't, you'll be letting that person or thing go. And really, you know, it's affecting you all the way. So those are the kind of things we want to do there. So I have a couple more. I have about a couple more important ones I want to talk about. But I'd like to open it up for any questions. So just unmute your phone if you have a question or a comment. Because I want it to be interactive and I'd like to get your input.
I just wanted to say that it was good to be reminded about the clutter and what that really means, you know, holding on to a lot of things. I think that's a big issue for a lot of people. It is in my space and with my relatives as well. And I like how you brought up the point that it's really it's not so much the things, but the attachment to the things, and that can be making the difference in the energy there.
So how does that, thank you for sharing that, and how does that make you feel?
That's kind of a real big eye-opener because I see that around my relatives a lot, but I also do it, and I'm not always self-aware when I do it, you know, but for some reason, now it's making me, you know, look at my things, too. I mean, I have plenty of things that I probably could just let go of because it represented another time, and it isn't very significant, but, you know, they're still around, and maybe I wasn't thinking that they're still energetically clinging me to some other time, but, you know, they could be, so I'm going to revisit that. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. That's a great awareness. That is such a good point because we oftentimes want to, you know, not fix, but, you know, advise other people about their clutter. And then we don't, you know, really think about it. And then we go home and go, oh, wow, you know, I have clutter too. And I know my mom lives in San Antonio and she has, you know, she's a clutter hound. She has a lot of things. And I can't tell her one thing about it. Those are her things. And I don't even try to. I just visit and that's it. I come home, and I'm a feng shui consultant, and I teach this, and my stuff's organized, but I have a lot, okay, and I have more than I need, and I'm constantly looking at how to downsize and move things away, but it is part of the way that I grew up. So, you know, this is a journey. You know, when you start doing the decluttering, it's never going to be one of those things you do in a month. If it took you 40 years to get to this place, you're not going to declutter in 2 weeks. So, but the awareness of it is the key. So thank you for sharing. Anybody else? Comment or question? Okay.
Well, I have one more.
Alexa, I have a quick question.
Sorry, go ahead.
Are there any areas specifically in the bedroom that you suggest that we move around, where you had said, you know, when we are not only doing the intention, but also, you know, just to become unstuck, are there certain areas that we should focus on in specifically in the bedroom area, like the west zone or the southwest, or is there any area?
Is this for relationships?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, for relationships, you want to focus on the bedroom. Particularly. Yes, you can activate the southwest corner of the home or the room because that's relationship, and you can put something there. Actually, this month is very powerful for love and romance if you put rose quartz or rose crystals, things like that, in the southwest. So that's a different, you know, another thing. But the bedroom is so integral when it comes to partnerships, relationships, whether you have one or you want to bring one in, and not having clutter under the bed is key, you know. So not having clutter under the bed, not having a whole lot of books and items and things around that are very, you know, busy. You want it to be as though if you were on vacation in Tahiti and you went with your loved one and you saw the room, what would it look like? Okay, it would not have a lot of books, a lot of things. It would be very serene and very clean and clear. And that's the kind of effect you're wanting in your bedroom. And then you want to put things that have images of partnership, like a picture of the two of you, or a picture of lovebirds, or something that reflects partnership. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Someone else had a question or comment?
I was just going to make kind of both. When we were talking about creativity and how it's actually creativity that creates the money, can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, you know, great question too. You know, Steve Jobs, the owner of founder of Apple, he was a highly creative person, and he never went into it particularly well. Never did. I read one in his later life about the money. It was about creating and being something that and doing something that made a difference and that was really, and if you think of all the creative minds, you know, their invention, they did it because they wanted to do something really unique. And he even says, I don't make products to beat the competition. I make them to be unique. I want it to be something that's so different. So, you know, creativity, it's an energy. So you're creating, you're gonna manifest money. So money comes from banks. Okay, you can find it in banks or whatever. You don't find it. You know, that's one place people get it. You know, but really, it comes from the actual person, the mind, the movement of energy, and that's what they're talking about.
Thank you.
Uh huh. Okay, so let me go back. Go ahead.
I have a question. Where I live in my apartment, in the bedroom, I know that it's not feng shui to have your headboard of your bed against the windows. But that is the only way that I can have my bedroom furniture in there because of the size of my furniture and the size of the bedroom. So what do you do to offset that? Is there anything you can do or what do you suggest?
Yeah, you know, you definitely don't want to be under windows because it's vulnerable energy, you know, so you imagine that, you know, if you're sleeping, there's this glass, you know, or whatever. So that's the main reason. So we usually tell people when they have to do that, that they treat that part of the window as a wall. So that is, you put up a very heavy drapery on that, uh-huh. And you keep it closed. And it has to be fairly thick, okay? So it's closed all the time when you're sleeping. You can open it during the day, let the chi come in. But during the day, you need to keep it solidly closed as though it's a wall behind you.
Okay.
So no panels that are see-through or anything like that. That has to be a blackout curtain or a heavy drape.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, so my next tip to move along, and I'll open up a couple more times for questions, is to place a vision of where you want to transition to in the form of a vision board and put it on your west wall, and that is the creative wall. And that can be the area of your office. You might even put one in your bedroom if you're wanting to transition into a new relationship. You could create a little vision board of little messages of love and desires and things that you want. And put that in, you know, when you open your door to get dressed in the morning in your closet, or you can put it, you know, somewhere there, or you could put something in their office. It's just to give you a vision of what it is you're desiring, you know. And I can give an example. I was wanting to, you know, one of my goals was when I was first starting was to be able to speak at, you know, a conference in a foreign country, if you will. And I remember thinking Australia. I thought that would be great, and I'd been there one time, but I thought it wouldn't be nice to do that. So I put this picture of Australia, and I had a picture of me speaking at an engagement, and I put them on the vision board together, and then I had, you know, this or better, and then I had some other travel pictures and stuff. And I remember getting a call from a former teacher who was there and invited me to speak. So it was definitely something that, you know, it's definitely something that happens. Is that very powerful because you're putting intention and you're taking action by putting what you really desire. And you can often do this as well for your, let's just use the bedroom, for example, just the way you want it to look. Like find a picture off of, what is it? Is it, what's that one that I always like? I can't even think of the name. Well, it has all the pictures on it. Instagram? No. It's another one. But it has all these
Pinterest pictures.
And you can pick Pinterest. Yeah. Thank you. You can get a beautiful picture of a bedroom that you're, you know, that you think that's really what I would want. I don't have that now, but that's what I like. And you can put that on your vision board. And so then, you know, things start happening. You know, you're at a store and you all of a sudden you see the same bedspread, or you're somewhere and you see, you know, somebody says, oh, I can build you that. Next thing you know, you have the room. So it's very powerful. So put a vision board in the west wall is the power wall for creativity. So if you can do that in your office that you work at home, or a little wall that in your bedroom, something like that. You don't really want it opposite you when you're sleeping at night, too busy. You don't want that, but you do. What would you? You could put it in your bedroom, like in a, in, inside the door of the of how, where you get dressed. And then if you wanted something like your career to expand, you would put it in your office. If you're wanting better health, you could do a little one for your and put it in your kitchen, things like that. So they work for whatever area of life that you want to work on, or you can just do one vision board for your whole life and put that on a west wall. That's also positive. Okay, so the key is to is not to fight transition, but to flow with it. And when you're making changes in your home, you're making changes in your life. So everything that you do has meaning. You know, we're told that when you cross the threshold in feng shui into someone's home, you're kind of entering their soul. You know, so it's very private, it's very personal. You know, the reason that people have things in their space there's because of something that they chose, even if it's subconscious. And people are not always aware that they have images up that are bringing their energy down. So take a look at your space. Make sure that the things in there are where you are currently and where you want to go as far as the feel and the image. So it's not like you walk in your foyer when you walk in your home and you see a picture that your grandmother gave you and you don't really like it, but, you know, it's a good wall for it and somebody gave it to you. Then every time you come in the house, your energy drops a little. So rather have something there very beautiful that brings you joy, lifts your chi, that's going to have the most impact on your life, because we all want to be happy. That's the key, is we all want to have happiness. And happiness is the key to abundance and vice versa. If you're abundant, you're going to feel happy. If you're happy, you're abundant. So that's what you want to do, is look at your space in a new way. And like I said, it usually means if you're going through any kind of transition, that good things are coming, the old is moving on, and it's often a time, like I said, for major growth, either mentally, spiritually, or physically. So if there's something in your life that you're wanting to change right now, take action on it, even if it's a small step. I know people who've talked to me about wanting to do something a year ago, and they still haven't done it. And if they had just taken baby steps, it would have led them to a little more, that, you know, closer to where they are, instead of just saying, I can't put my foot in the pool. I just can't put my foot in the water. I'm afraid. Instead, put a toe in, see how it feels, and put another foot in, then put your knees in. And, you know, so you go in and you just, you know, look at life that way, because otherwise you're just, you know, holding everything back. Say yes to life. Okay, when things come into you as opportunities, you know, you might not be sure about it sometimes, but the new experience, you know, be more in that frame of mind than in the closed door frame of mind, because that's going to open up your life more. You'll have more joy and more abundance. And look at the things that might be creating the fear for you. Journal about that. You know, why am I fearful about doing that? That will help you heal that and move that through as well. You know, don't fear the change. Embrace it. I have clients where I help them with feng shui things, and I work a lot with them, and their results are, I would say in my mind, minimal. They're happy, but in my mind, I'm like, oh, but I could see so much more. And then other people I do very little for, and they have massive change. Well, the reason for that is the other ones were really ready, and they're ready to go and just, you know, hit the streets. I mean, they're ready to go, where the other ones are happy with a little bit of movement. And it's all okay, because it's wherever you are and where you want to go. There's no comparing anybody's life to anybody else's. Your success is your own success, and it has nothing to do with money.
okay? It's all about your whole life, you know? Are you happy? Are you leading a happy life? And if there's somewhere in there that you're not, you know, what can you do to change? And oftentimes it can be something that's stuck and not moving forward. And the reason I chose this as the beginning topic is because it is really the one main reason why people don't have really good results with their feng shui or the changes they want to make in their life. It's because they're holding back on either the past or fear of not really being comfortable with the things that they say they really desire. So when I tell people to write their intentions, I give them advice, always write it in the present tense. Like, I have a loving and supportive relationship with my ideal partner. And if you don't have someone, say this or something better is now manifesting. And the same thing if you do have someone, you know, this is happening now and is getting even better. So you're in that present and you're going forward. And that's the place you want to be. And not fearing the change, but embracing it. Then one final little tip on letting go is writing things down. I do this the Chinese New Year, always around January, February. But it's always a good time to do mid-year. And that is to write everything down that you want to get rid of. So you could say, you know, I want to release guilt. I want to release fear of such and such. I want to release my addiction to sugar. I want to release my what have you. It could be anything. It could even be a person. You know, I want to let this person go and live their own life. You know, it's time for me to move on from them. Whatever that is, sign and date it, put it in a piece of paper, and burn it. And do it as a sacred ceremony. So, you know, do it in your backyard if you have a little, you know, chimney type of thing, a little grill, or you can just put it in a waste basket, metal waste basket. You know, do it with some time, you know, put some time in it, and do that. And it's very healing because it's a visual. You're actually seeing it burn up. You're seeing it being released. And the fire is, you know, very powerful energy. So that's one way of just kind of letting things go and moving forward through that. Okay, any more comments? Any questions? It's okay if the same person asks another question because we got a small group today.
I was just going to ask you, like the other lady was talking about relationships and spicing up the energy in the room. The bedroom, and you mentioned putting rose quartz crystals. Would you recommend, like, hanging them, or
a crystal just for the table? It's just for the month of June. It's a very highlight. It's a highlighted month for romance and partnership. That we're putting crystals. Let me rephrase this. Let me start over. So the Southwest is the relationship sector in feng shui. So it's an earth element. So crystals in the bedroom, you can hang, yes, or you could do a little crystal lamp, or you could do rock crystals, you know, as long as they're not sharp and edgy and next to your head, you know, you could do that. So that's in the southwest corner of your bedroom. That's any time. Okay, this month, we are having a really high energy month for romance and love and partnership. And the West, I said Southwest, and that's, I didn't mean that. The West, this month only, rose quartz crystals will heighten that. So if you're going on a date this month, or you're going on a date with your husband, or you're going on a vacation, or whatever, activate the West with rose quartz.
Okay, thank
Make
you.
Make sense? You're
yes.
welcome. So, yeah, I have one more thing to add. I would love for you to like my Facebook page on Design for Energy, because I am actually going to be more active on posting tips and also doing a blog. And so that'll be available to you as a resource. And then my website, if you want to be on my newsletter, it's low flow. It's only once a month. I'm going to be posting the monthly cures for what's going on, like I did in the West. You know, next month it'll be a different direction that you might want to think about activating for a career or money or something of that nature.
Belinda, I'm sorry, what was the website?
designforenergy.com.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, and yes. And on the homepage, there's a sign up for the newsletter there. And you can unsubscribe anytime you want. So it's only, like I said, once a month. And then the other thing is to share that I am going to be doing a seminar in July. For those of you who did not have not updated your house in have not feng shui your house this year or your business, didn't have the opportunity to buy my do-it-yourself package on the website or come to my Chinese New Year celebration, and that was probably because we weren't connected or, you know, we didn't somehow connect there. But in any event, this is kind of my mid-year. Like we do Christmas in July, I'm doing Chinese New Year in July. It's a two-hour seminar where you can have your floor plan on hand, and we'll work through how to update your house, your business for success this year. And that is on the Design for Energy and the Facebook page. So you can read up about that. And there's an early bird pricing for that. It's only $297, then there's early bird pricing that's lower price than that if you sign up in advance. So I just wanted to share those resources with you. And then say, let's see. Okay, we actually have time for some more questions or comments. As we grow and get larger, we may not have that opportunity. And this is the first one, so please tell your friends. And we'll continue every week with a different topic. But is there anything else that you guys want to share or offer advice or share what if you're going through a transition?
Belinda, this is Diane. Are you still doing the Reiki?
Reiki? Yes.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to contact you in reference to that.
Yes.
I have been unemployed since the end of December. And so I was told by a psychic when I was in Sedona that I'm totally off balance and have been for a long time, which my family said, hell, we could have told you that. So I would like to think about maybe working with me on that.
Sure, absolutely. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Reiki, yes, and those of you who aren't familiar with Reiki, it's an energy modality. It helps to balance your chakras, energize you, remove blocks. It's an energy work that's done on a table. You have your clothes on. It's done with putting energy across over your different parts of your body. You know, light touches, just or not at all, and you feel this energy flow. And so Ramel, who's on the call as well, is also a Reiki master, and so she does healing. So, and I have a couple of other students in town as well. So if anybody's ever interested in that, just email me, and, you know, we can certainly help you with any issue,
okay,
helping you move forward. Yeah.
My next question is, if I'm working on a new job, more money, I'm off balance. Should I get balanced before I continue trying to complete the feng shui?
I would. And the reason I say that is because when you come off of something you've been doing for a really long time,
18 years,
and then you and you lose that, okay, that's the universe's way of telling you it wants you to do something else. There's no accident in that. Okay, you are actually being guided to do something so different, so much more creative, and so much more joy. And you need to, like, let go of all of that you carried with you before to move to that next platform. So while you're doing the creative and the building, you want to do the self-care and the nurturing. And that's my final tip. So thank you for doing that segue. And that is, as you go into your weekend, you know, I want you to celebrate your successes. You know, wherever you are in life right now, always show gratitude for what is working and celebrate your successes. The fact that you did something solidly for 18 years and you were able to be exposed to so many great things, you know, all of these things, you celebrate these. And then over the weekend, you know, do something fun for yourself, you know, do something that's nurturing, pampering, do something that makes you laugh. You know, I love to laugh. And if I can't be around friends that make me laugh, I watch a comedy. You know, it just lifts your energy, okay? Gets you out of that state of feeling a little bit. So whatever we can do this weekend to sort of, you know, once we write down that we want to move through transition easily, then we want to do something to to reward ourselves and pamper. And that can be get a massage, get some healing work, you know, go out with friends, you know, something that's really fun and enjoyable. That's what you really want to do this weekend.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. So, as I said, I really am so grateful that you were on the call, and I will, like I said, next week we'll talk a little bit more about the ways that we can, we can improve our energy flow in ourselves, and clutter is one of the ways, but there's lots of others that we do on a daily basis that are draining our energy in our house, and that we're not even aware of. So we'll talk a little bit about that, and then if you have any topics that you're really interested in, you want me to discuss, feel free to email me at the easiest is designforenergy@gmail.com. Feel free to email me if you have a specific topic you'd like me to address on one of the calls. I'll be sure, and at least if it's not our topic of the week, I'll at least try to incorporate it for you. And any final comment or question? Yes.
This was really good, Belinda. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes,
I'm so
and what
glad.
Was the email you, Belinda? What is the way to email you on?
designforenergy@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. At Gmail.
And then, yeah. And Facebook is designforenergy.com. And Facebook is designforenergy, and then my designforenergy.com is the website.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes.
I'll be in touch with you.
Wonderful. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I want you to have, this is my mantra for you for the month, and that is, and I'll state it every week, is may your week, your June be filled with relaxation, laughter, good friends, and unexpected miracles. Okay.
Thank you. Especially the last part.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.